10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Nine minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Uh-huh. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Yeah. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlocked with all our names. Just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again. Just like we planned it, going and landing. I can't wait for you to get here. Get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in dark a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll put me in the mood, cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dude. I'm a dude always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the gold has been hitting the rough. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. I'm in that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need the cheap to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind, out to the piff like nine. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope, but she can keep me cool, calm, that's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now. Plus I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just annoying, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what.
Just 30 more seconds.
Whoa, no.
You got something to hide. We got-
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
After two heartbreaking losses in Amarillo, the Rough Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles in Game 3 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Yellow City in the Texas Panhandle. The Rough Riders, in back-to-back days, could not hold huge leads over these Amarillo Sod Poodles, losing 9-7 after a six-run advantage in Game 1 and losing 12-11 in extra innings last night after a 10-run lead. Rough Riders will turn to Tekoa Roby today on the mound. Roby, the 21-year-old, has been very good at times this year for the Rough Riders and has struggled a little bit as well, leading to an inflated ERA, 0-2, a 7.24 ERA in three starts, one of those coming against Amarillo earlier this season in the third game of the year. In that start, the Rough Riders right-hander, well, he didn't necessarily end up happy with his start. 3 2/3 innings, allowing three runs, all earned on six hits. He struck out five and walked three. On the other side, it's Jameson Hill who gets the ball. Hill, a guy who was an undrafted free agent in 2021 out of Fresno State, makes his second start against the Rough Riders after he went four shutout innings in that same game on Saturday in Frisco back on April the 8th. And these two match up once again in Game 3 of this series today. Rough Riders have been able to get their offense going. It's just been the bullpen that has really struggled here against Amarillo, as the Sod Poodles have scored 19 runs after the seventh inning in the first two games of this series. It's been an absolute slugfest late. Sod Poodles have been able to come from behind late in these first few games, and Rough Riders would love to put them to bed early on and keep them there throughout this game in Game 3 of the series. Earlier today, we got to catch up with Josh Saleh, who today is the designated hitter for the Rough Riders, hitting in the nine spot. But he is usually a first baseman for Frisco. He is an incredible story, if you're not aware. He was drafted in the first round by the Tampa Bay Rays out of high school in Seattle in 2010, and then was released from that organization in 2015. Ended up out of baseball for a few years until in 2021 he decided he wanted to get back into it. Played in the Atlantic League in independent baseball, and then was signed by the Rangers last year, where he spent most of the year in AAA, and now he's back down here with the Rough Riders again. A really incredible guy, a really good interview. We split it up into two parts. We'll have part one today and part two tomorrow before the ball game. And obviously we want you to listen to all the interviews that we have with all these Rough Riders players, but especially this one. This one was really special. You won't find a much more interesting story than Josh Saleh, and a much better guy either. Just a really great guy to talk to. Had a lot of fun with this interview before today's ball game. So Josh Saleh joins us on the other side of the break as the Rough Riders get set to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles in Game 3 of this six-game series. First pitch coming up at 7:05. Stick around. More pregame show action rolls along on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Welcome back to Amarillo. We're pregame and joined by Josh Sale, first baseman for the Rough Riders. And let's start with that. First base, it's a little bit new to you starting last year when you came in with Round Rock and then, of course, here with the Rough Riders. How are you adjusting to first base?
It's a little new. Like, I played some in the Atlantic League also in 21, but just the more detailed early work to where it's like trying to slow the game down and not let the situation rush me, stuff like that. Understanding that on the infield, especially first base, and you got runners on, stuff like that, you always got somewhere to be. So it's just a mental checklist and making sure I go through a proper routine.
With this team, it's a very young team overall, and then you and Nick are kind of the elder statesmen here. How do you see your role on this team as a veteran guy?
Number one, try and be as good of a teammate as I can, both in the respect of picking up my guys, but also if I need to be there for someone. Like the group of guys that I've gotten to be around here with this team and getting them know them in spring training, like we got a great group. And I just want people to know that like if they ever need anything, I'll do whatever I can. I don't have all the answers, but I'm trying to be a source of help if I can be. And also try to lead by example, which with this squad, I've noticed like these guys may be a little bit younger, but their maturity is far above what their age may say. So, I mean, just trying to be an example if they have any questions as to kind of some of the pitfalls or things that I ran into or things that I've experienced both in the game of baseball and life, I try and be there for them.
When you look at your baseball player and kind of what you are now, as opposed to maybe when you were drafted and coming up through the minors, what's really the biggest change that you've made on the field or maybe mentality-wise that's helped you be the player you are now?
The perfectionist mindset, I guess I would say, because the game of baseball is a game of failure, and learning how to deal with that failure rather than trying to take it out on myself or find some way to cope with it that's unhealthy. I've tried to stop a lot of those things that I used to do to like cope with the fact that I didn't understand how to deal with failure. I think the tools and stuff are still there, but obviously age is a little bit different. You know what I mean? Like, I was drafted in 2010. It's now 2023. So a couple years have passed, but I think I still have something to offer. I think I can try and help a squad win. And if I can do that in whenever way, I try to do that to the best of my ability.
Josh Sale, our guest now. Something that's very interesting with you being drafted in 2010 is the game has changed entirely from 2010 to where it is now in 2023. From looking at those changes, what really sticks out to you the most about what the game was like back then?
I still don't understand tech. I have no idea what's going on with tech other than just as the game of baseball as a whole, throw the ball hard, spin it as a pitcher, and as a hitter, hit the ball hard and make sure your bat's moving fast. That's about all I know. But in regards to the game itself, like, there's, like, guys have gotten really good. And it's a mixture of both new age, and there's still some guys that stick tried and true to some other stuff that was like, really taught when I was around. But it's a blend. But I think one thing that I've noticed that stands out tremendously to me is like the difference between pitching from when I was younger to now. Like, it, guys throwing 96 plus when I was younger, like, that was a guy you had to get ready to battle for. And to be honest with you, everybody throws 95 or 96 now. So it's like it's almost as if that's the new norm. So it's not, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's something that you get used to. It's more commonplace. That, and I don't want to touch on it too much, but some of the rules that have changed, stuff like that, that's a little bit different. I think I understand where they're coming from. But yeah, it's, the game's changed a little bit, but I still love it.
That's Josh Sale in our part one of our interview. We'll hear part two tomorrow before the game with the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. That'll be game four tomorrow. We're getting ready for game three now. The Rough Riders looking at The plate meeting right now with Carlos Cardoza and Sean Roof. We'll get you starting lineups on the other side of the break on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Getting you set for first pitch between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sun Poodles on this Thursday evening in beautiful Amarillo, Texas. We say beautiful because it's a gorgeous day out today. It was really cold yesterday, but the sun is out, and it's perfect weather in Amarillo today. Starting lineups, Rough Riders at 8-9 on the season look like this today. It's Evan Carter in right field, Luis Angel Acuna at shortstop, and Dustin Harris at first base hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Thomas Sejesi at third base. Kellen Strom in center field and Chris Cease out in left field today. Bottom third of the order, Jax Biggers at second, David Garcia the catcher, and Josh Sale is the DH in the ninth spot for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Carter, Acuna, Harris, Sejesi, Strom, Cease, Biggers, Garcia, and Sale, the nine for the Rough Riders. Tekoa Roby takes the mound for Frisco, and here's the man that he will face, or I should say the men that he will face on the other side for Amarillo. Ryan Bliss starts things off, the second baseman. He's leading the league in hits this year. Jordan Lawler is at shortstop hitting second. He had the walk-off double last night. And Tristan English is at first base. He hits third. Middle third, it's Adrian Del Castillo, the catcher, Davison De Los Santos, the third baseman, and A.J. Vukovic, the right fielder. And in the bottom third of the order, Robbie Enriquez in center, Nafi Castillo, the DH, and Nick D'Alessandro is the left fielder in the ninth spot. Bliss, Lawler, English, Del Castillo, De Los Santos, Vukovic, Enriquez, Castillo, and D'Alessandro, the nine for Amarillo. Jameson Hill makes his second start against the Rough Riders on the other side for Amarillo. This is a pitching matchup of two guys that haven't played many minor league baseball games. Tekoa Roby on one side, Jameson Hill on the other. Each very new to their respective systems, as Roby was drafted in 2020. Jameson Hill, a free agent out of Fresno State in 2021. And it should be a good pitching matchup between these two in front of a really good crowd in Amarillo tonight. The Rough Riders at 8-9, Amarillo at 10-7 atop the South Division in the Texas League. Rough Riders trying to climb on back up to the tippy top. They are two games behind these Amarillo Sod Poodles after dropping the last two to Amarillo. We'll have first pitch for you when we come back. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles duking it out for the third time in this series. We'll have first pitch right after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive, deep down the left field line. Forget it, way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
After two tough losses to open this series, the Frisco Rough Riders look for revenge in Game 3 of this six-game set in Amarillo. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hodgetown, the home of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and tonight the home of the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, Game 3 of 6. Jameson Hill getting his warm-up tosses out on the field as the Sod Poodles will go in their home white uniform tops today and bottoms, and red ball caps, the Rough Riders in their road gray uniforms. Gray tops, gray bottoms, and red double R ball cap as well. Evan Carter is set to go, and he's in from the left side against Jameson Hill, the right-hander. We're ready for baseball here in Amarillo on what is a gorgeous day. After yesterday was freezing cold, it's 76 degrees with the sun shining up above and 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field. Jameson Hill, the right-hander, ready. He's from the stretch with nobody aboard. And the first pitch of the game is just outside. And it's one ball and no strikes on Evan Carter. Carter yesterday walked three times. He's tops in all of AA and on base percentage. Here's the stretch and the pitch. High off the outside corner, goes all the way back to the backstop, and it's two balls and no strikes. Carter with an on-base percentage coming into today at a ridiculous 424. Hill from the stretch in the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, first base side, right to English, who has it chest high and takes it to the bag himself for the out. And there's one away. Actually, looks like Davison De Los Santos is at first base today. So already a lineup change for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. A.J. Vukovic has gone to third. And Luis Angel Acuna at the plate. Here's the pitch on the way. It's fouled straight back. And it's 0-1. So we have some defensive changes from the lineup that we had before the ballgame. We'll get those to you as we go along. Here's the pitch home. Acuna takes a low and away. And it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders fell last night 12-11 to the Sod Poodles in walk-off fashion. They led 11-1. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Acuna takes a breaking ball just high of the zone. One ball make it 2 balls and 1 strike. So it looks like the defense is A.J. Vukovic at third. The pitch is a hard ground ball up the middle, kicks off the glove of Jameson Hill, and then he recovers after the bobble and takes it to the bag. Tosses to De Los Santos for the out. 2 outs for Dustin Harris. Ground ball back to the pitcher. A.J. Vukovic at third base. Jordan Lawler at short. Ryan Bliss at second. Davison De Los Santos is at first base today along the infield. First pitch to Harris. Comes across the outside corner for a strike. And the count is 0-1 on the Riders' first baseman. Along the outfield, it's Nafi Castillo in left. Nick D'Alessandro in center. And Robbie Enriquez in right, the pitch. Harris takes high off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The Rough Riders over the last 2 days have taken early leads. They just have not been able to hold them. Hill offers. Swinging a ground ball, cued off the end of the bat, foul third base side, and it's 1-2. Jameson Hill making his second start against the Rough Riders, going 4 shutout innings in the third game of the season earlier this year. He only allowed 3 hits. He deals. Harris fouls it back, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1 to Thomas Sejasi, 1 to Trevor Hover, 1 to Luis Angel Acuna. The Rough Riders will try to do more damage here in a very hitter-friendly ballpark. Hill looks in for his sign. 2 outs, bases clear, no score, top of the first inning. He's ready from the stretch. And delivers in. Swing and a miss. Got him. And there's the first inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the first. 1 strikeout and a scoreless first inning for Hill. Rough Riders turn to Koa Roby on the other side when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Roughriders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Takoa Roby makes his second start on the road as we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Happy you're with us on this beautiful Thursday evening in Amarillo. Ryan Bliss to lead things off against Takoa Roby. Roby has his sign back into his wind, and the pitch home. It's sent in the air, foul right side. It's 0-1. Bliss 3-for-10 in this series. He's hitting .386 on the season. Third best in the Texas League. Roby, the 0-1. High, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. What a great start to the season for Ryan Bliss, the former Auburn Tiger. Not only is he third in batting average, he also leads the league in hits. And time called. There's a ball that got loose on the warning track in left center field, and Kellen Strom lowers his head and has to go jog out and grab it. Bliss is also tied for third with 6 doubles in the league Tied for first with two triples. Tied for fourth in extra base hits, total with nine. Great start of the season for the second baseman. The ball retrieved in center. Everyone's ready to go. And the 1-1 pitch from Roby. Breaking ball high. Two balls, one strike. Tekoa Roby making his fourth start. He's 0-1 with a 7.24 earned run average. In his first start against Amarillo, he allowed three runs, all earned over 3 2/3 innings. 2-1. Hit in the air out to deep right field. Carter back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone. Ryan Bliss connects on his second homer. It's to the opposite field. And it's 1-0 Sod Poodles in the first inning. Now here at this ballpark, it's a short porch and right, and that is the only ballpark in this league that that ball goes out. If not, it's going to be caught by Evan Carter, but he just ran out of room. That's a solo home run, and here's Jordan Lawler, first pitch. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. That right there is the first lead before the eighth inning in this series for the Sod Poodles, despite them being 2-0 in this set. 0-1 pitch from Roby. Fastball, ground ball to third. So JC picks in a nice short hop, slings it across the diamond, and gets Lawler one away. Well, it's JC making that play. Let's introduce you to the rest of this Rough Riders defense. 1-0 Amarillo in the first inning with one out. Chris Cease in left field, Kellen Strom in center, and Evan Carter in right field. Thomas Sejasi has third base. Luis Angel Acuna at short. Jax Biggers at second. Dustin Harris at first base today for the Rough Riders. First time in a couple weeks. And David Garcia is the Rough Riders catcher today. And Tristan English riding a 7-game hitting streak stands in now. Wind back from Roby. And the first pitch on the way. A line drive into center field. Right at Kellen Strom, though he has to play it on a hop. And it's an 8-game hitting streak for English. Boy, he crushed that ball 103 miles an hour off the bat, directly into center. Second hit of the inning for Amarillo. During his 7-game hitting streak, now turned 8, he was hitting .385, 10 for 26. So now with that hit, he's hitting a whopping .407 over his last 8 games. Adrian Del Castillo, left-handed batter, steps in. And the first pitch from Roby. It's cut on and missed off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Roby already down 1-0, but looking to limit the damage here in the first inning. Stretch, and the 0-1 pitch on the way. Long hold by Roby. Here she comes. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Roby this season in 13 2/3 innings has allowed 11 runs on 21 hits. Opponents are hitting .368 against him, but he has struck out 17. Among those in the Texas League who have thrown at least 13 innings, he's 13th in strikeout rate this year. The pitch, cut on and missed, high off the outside corner for strike three, and he sits down Adrian Del Castillo. There's his first strikeout, and there are two away in the first inning for Davison De Los Santos. The 19-year-old who has had a monster series so far, 5 for 8 with a homer and 3 RBIs. 1-0 Amarillo, bottom of the first inning, 2 outs. Runner at first base, Roby from the stretch. And the 21-year-old fires in. After a long hold, still holding, he delivers. Catches the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. That home run, the third he's allowed, all of them have been to Amarillo. He allowed 2 in that opening start back on April 8th. Roby ready from the stretch, and he throws over to first. English back in with a step and a dive, the former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. Those two home runs in the first game were hit by Ryan Bliss and Tim Tawa. So two homers for Bliss off Roby. The pitch, low and away, and it's 1-1. Bliss has two homers this season, and both of them have been off the same guy. 3 weeks apart. Roby ready from the stretch. 1-1. Low off the outside corner. Back pick to first. Not in time. Two balls, one strike. Bit of a role reversal in game number three. Not seeing the Rough Riders go out in front early on. Instead, it's the Sod Poodles. But anything can happen in this ballpark, as we've seen the last two nights. There's no doubt about it. Roby ready is in the 2-1 pitch on the way to De Los Santos. Misses high. Three balls, one strike. What you don't want to see happen is Roby start to lose command. The Rough Riders walked 7 last night. On the other side, the Sod Poodles walked 10. One of the reasons why it was such a longer game last night, 3:24, final game time. The pitch misses low of the zone for ball 4, and there are two aboard with two out now in the first inning. A.J. Vukovic steps in. Fifteen pitches so far for Tekoa Roby. A.J. Vukovic, right-handed batter, 1-for-8 in the series, but that one hit a triple. Back of the right-handed batter's box. Roby peers in for his sign. Third base side of the rubber, David Garcia divvies it out. He's got it, and the pitch home, time called, pitch clock violation. Roby was taking too much time, and then at the last minute saw it and tried to deliver it home. One ball, no strikes. English takes his lead from second. De Los Santos from first base. 1-0 pitch to Vukovic. Captures the outside edge of strike, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders losing two straight. They've had a 3-game losing streak this year. Been rather streaky this season so far. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1 pitch on the way to Vukovic from Roby. Breaking ball just away, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders lost 3 in a row after winning an opening day, then won 3 in a row. And they've kind of traded wins and losses no more than 2 ever since. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Crazy thing is, this team is really just not clicking yet. The run differential would tell you otherwise, as Frisco, despite being fourth in the South Division, still has the second best run differential in the entire Texas League. Here's the stretch from Roby, and the 2-2. Swinging a line drive down the right field line, foul! Into the Rough Riders bullpen. That would have been 2 runs if it landed fair. Vukovic just could not keep it fair, and Tekoa Roby and the Rough Riders catch a break. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Rough Riders' run differential is plus 28. Only 4 runs behind Tulsa with the top run differential in the entire league. They have an 11-5 record. Rough Riders sit at 8-9 on the season. The stretch by the righty and the 2-2. Got him looking. Strike 3 called. Down the heart of the plate, A.J. Vukovic goes down looking. It's 2 strikeouts in the first inning for Tekoa Roby. 1 run across, though, on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We go into the top of the second inning. It's the Sod Poodles 1 and the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Amarillo draws first blood in this one. It's 1-0. Sod Poodles lead it with a solo home run from Ryan Bliss in the bottom of the first inning. We go top two, and Thomas Sejacy makes his way to the plate. It's Sejacy, Strom, and Cease. 4, 5, and 6 in the order. And Jamison Hill's first pitch is inside and nailed him. Oh, it's Sejacy hit by a pitch. And it got him either on the elbow or in the back. And he has the elbow guard on, and he looks like he's in some pain as he jogs down. So I think it got him in the back. He takes off the elbow guard and hands it to Kavika Emsley-Pye, Rough Riders first base coach. And, oh, he's going to keep the elbow guard on, actually. You don't see that very often. So he keeps it on while base running. Here's Kellen Strom. 1-0 Rough Riders. Top of the second, or I should say 1-0 Amarillo, top of the second inning. Stretch from Hill in the pitch. Misses low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kellen Strom, 3-for-10 in the series, an RBI, 2 runs scored and a walk. Guy who is trying to get things going still and had a 2-hit day yesterday for the first time since opening day. 1-0 pitch. Low off the outside corner. 2 balls and no strikes. Unfortunately, still hitting 155, but trying to climb out of that. He was in good spirits today during batting practice. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a foul at the plate. Back behind home, and it's 2-1. Trying to tell everyone how good he was at football and telling everyone how bad he was at basketball. He was a very good high school football player. State Player of the Year in the state of Oregon. And he was a role player on a pretty good high school basketball team. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1. Swinging a little fisted fly ball down the right field side. Robbie Enriquez is under it, and he makes the catch. One away. Chris Cease stands in for the Rough Riders with one out. Cease was the one who was giving him a little bit of trouble. Cease always smiling. Always in a good mood, always poking fun at guys. This is such a loose group. That's one of the great things about it. Here's the stretch, and the pitch on the way. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. You'd have most teams, after they lose games like they did the last two nights, losing 6-run leads and a 10-run lead last night, they wouldn't be too excited about coming to the ballpark the next day. Throw goes over to first, and Sejacy's back in on his belly. And, of course, it's very early in the season, so it's a lot easier to come to the ballpark the next day, but everyone was in a good mood today. That's just the great thing about this team. Everyone's very close. The 0-1 breaking ball catches the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. So he's not happy with the call. And balls and strikes have been something that have drawn a lot of focus so far in this series. Manager Carlos Cardoza was ejected yesterday early on in the ballgame in the third, arguing balls and strikes. Hill offers in the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, line down the right field line, and foul. Still 0-2. Rough Riders only base runners so far, so Sejacy, who stands at first on the hit by pitch. Playing the top of the second inning, Amarillo leads 1-0. Hill looking in for a sign, wide open stance, now ready from the stretch. And the 24-year-old fires over to first, so JC's back in easily. Hill, 6'1", 180-pounder out of San Diego, California, went to Fresno State for school. Comes from a baseball family. His dad is Diamondback scout. It's one of the reasons why the Diamondbacks drafted him. or I should say signed him as an undrafted free agent. The pitch, runner goes. It's low. Throw down to second. Not in time. Thomas Sajacy swipes his second bag. One ball, two strikes on Cease. Good jump by Sajacy. Hill had already picked over twice, so he knew he couldn't pick over again. Got a good jump, slid left hand first into the back right corner of the bag. And he was safe ahead of the throw. One ball, two strikes on Cease. And the pitch on the way. Ripping him in, struck him out. Cease down on strikes with a second strikeout for Jamison Hill. Two outs, and here's Jax Biggers. 1-0 Amarillo, top of the second inning, two outs, runner at second. So Jamison Hill wasn't necessarily drafted as a favor, but I should say signed, once again. He was signed as an undrafted free agent. He definitely had some skill that the Diamondbacks liked, but also having a dad as a scout really helps with that organization. First pitch. Biggers watches a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1 with a breaking ball. But Jamison Hill has really outperformed those expectations. An 8-8 record last year, a 4.66 ERA, making it all the way up to Double A for the last five games of his season. 0-1. Swing and a miss. High off the outside corner, 0-2. Made three starts so far this year. One really good one against the Rough Riders, and then one good one, and then one bad one. It was his last time out against Northwest Arkansas, allowing five runs on six hits over four innings. 0-2. High off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. In that start, he walked four and allowed six hits. A lot of base runners against Hill in that last start. He's handed the loss in that game. Amarillo split a six-game series with Northwest Arkansas before this one. The pitch, a check swing, breaking ball low in the dirt. They appeal, and Felix Neon said he was able to hold in the middle of the diamond. It's two balls and two strikes. Our three-man Texas League umpiring crew, Jared Molman, has balls and strikes behind the plate. Felix Neon, our third-base umpire, and crew chief Ty Krause is our first-base umpire. 2-2 pitch. Biggers swings, sends a high fly ball out to left field, sending Castillo back a couple steps, now trotting in. He's under it to make the grab, and the side comes to a close in the second inning. No runs for the Rough Riders, no hits, no errors, a runner left stranded on the hit by pitch. We go to the bottom of the second, our score, it's Amarillo 1, Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day. Featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning, Rough Riders trail 1-0. Tacoa Roby back to the hill. He faces the bottom third of the order. It's Robbie Enriquez, Nathan Castillo, and Nick D'Alessandro. 3-2 up, and Roby deals home. Enriquez watched a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Tekoa Roby goes by TK amongst his friends. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Ground ball foul off to the right side. 0-2. He's ahead on Enriquez. Native of Hendersonville, North Carolina. Currently resides in Pensacola, Florida. 6'1", 185-pound right-hander. Just 21 years old, won't turn 22 until September. Former third-round pick in a very deep 2020 draft for the Texas Rangers. Roby wheels in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, way out in front. Oh, he made Enriquez look silly on his third strikeout of the night. Three pitches he dispatches of Robbie Enriquez, and Navy Castillo steps in. 1-0 Amarillo, bottom half of the second. Originally committed to Troy University in Alabama, Roby winds back and deals home to Castillo. Fits it onto the bottom of the zone for a strike with a curveball on its 0-1. Roby elected to take the signing bonus from the Rangers and go into pro ball after the draft. The pitch is low of the zone, and it's 1-1. And it's worked out for him so far. 6 really strong starts in 2021, and he sprained his UCL. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. Fouled away right side, and it's 1-2. It was a very slight tear in the UCL, but not one that required surgery, so no Tommy John, just needed to rest and healed up. He pitched the entire 2022 season, all with Hickory at the high A level. He rocks back in the 1-2. Down low in the dirt. 2-2. Bit of an aggressive move by the Rangers to have Roby as a 20-year-old the entire season in Hickory. He was one of the youngest players in the league to begin the season, and again in the Texas League, one of the youngest pitchers this year. The offering. Swinging a foul off Garcia on a late defensive hack by Castillo. 2-2. 1-0 Amarillo, bottom of the second. One out, bases clear. And he pitched well, especially in the second half of the season last year. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball out to deep left center field. Strom coming in from center, and he makes the catch. 2 outs. Nick D'Alessandro makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Amarillo leads. Last year, in his last 5 starts of the year, he had a 2.22 earned run average. And very similar to how he started this year, he started last year poorly as well. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Last year, his first 6 starts of the season, he had an ERA north of 7.5. The 0-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. 0-2. Coming out a man on a mission here in the second inning. So it's just about adjusting to the level that he's at. And a lot of people in this organization are very high on Roby and what he can do. There's a reason why he's here at this age. They think he can do it. Very mature young man. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball. Foul back behind home. And it's still 0-2 on D'Alessandro. Nick D'Alessandro making his first appearance in this series, hitting just 158 this year. 3 hits and 19 at-bats. Roby looks over the top of a tan glove, winds in the pitch. Breaking ball low and away. 1-2. The sun poking its way towards the horizon here in Amarillo, casting long shadows parallel to the first baseline. Aaron Hodgetown. Only 2 players remain in the sun, the center fielder Kellen Strom and the right fielder Evan Carter. 1-2 offering. Swinging a line drive, right field down the line and foul. Still 1-2. Roby shakes off the first sign he gets, shoulders square to the first base dugout. Winds and delivers in the pitch. Popped up, right side, foul territory. Garcia off with a mask to the warning track, reaches out, and it hits the net right in front of him as he was leaning into the netting. No chance to catch that ball. Still one ball, two strikes. Top of the order, and Ryan Bliss on deck. Roby looks in. He's got his sign back into his windup once again, and he tries the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, ground ball to short. Easy play for Acuna. He swallows, throws on to first, and it's in time for the final out of the inning. Nice 1-2-3 frame for Tekoa Roby. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Into the top of the third, it's the Sod Poodles 1, the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jamison Hill back to the mound as we go to the top of the third inning. The Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles 1-0 in the third game of this six-game series in Amarillo, Texas. David Garcia, Josh Saleh, Evan Carter, the 3-2 up for Frisco against Hill. Only one base runner for Frisco. It was a hit by pitch on Thomas Sejasi back in the second. Excellent crowd in Amarillo tonight. Troy Aikman's in the house, so a lot of Cowboy fans all over the ballpark. Pitch home. Garcia takes a strike on the upper edge, outside corner, and it's 0-1. Aikman in town to promote a beer that he has. He made a quick appearance, and he's walking around the ballpark. The pitch. Rip and a miss, and a high fastball, and it's 0-2. Throughout the first pitch today. Joking earlier that the Rough Riders have to lead the league and maybe lead all of minor league baseball in celebrity guest appearances against this year. When the Rough Riders were down in San Antonio, they had really cool guest appearances for opening day. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Garcia takes inside. It's one ball and two strikes. It was David Robinson, Manu Ginobili, and Nolan Ryan on opening day down in San Antonio. And now you get a three-time Super Bowl champ and a Hall of Famer, Troy Aikman, here in Amarillo. 1-2 pitch. Fastball pops sky high, left side, and foul out of play. Still one ball, two strikes on the switch hitting catcher, Garcia, batting from the left side to lead off the third. And after last night, it was down to 43 degrees by the end of the night. This is very, very pleasant today, 76 degrees. David Garcia is especially happy about the weather. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 1-2 still. The Venezuelan, he said he's not used to the cold. It was tough on him because normally he's catching the bullpen of guys warming up down the right field side. Well, no one wanted to sit out in the cold, so everyone would huddle in the dugout. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him off the outside corner. There's the first out here in the third. Third strikeout for Jamison Hill, and Josh Saleh steps in. Rough Riders trail 1-0, top of the third inning. And so every time a pitcher had to go warm up, they would send a catcher and two protectors along with the pitcher warming up down to the bullpen, and those would be the only people down there. And then they would run back in the pitch. Saleh out in front, swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Just trying to do anything they can to stay warm. The wind was whipping at upwards of 20 miles an hour at times last night with the rain falling. It was a miserable night. And then just add insult to injury with the tough loss. Hill delivers to Saleh. Outside corner, a strike 0-2. Saleh was on the development list, I should say, and just activated yesterday. So good to see Saleh back in the lineup and hitting in the ninth spot today, the DH. Playing his seventh game this year. The pitch. He's out in front. Checked his swing, was able to hold back, and it's 1-2. It was excellent to talk to Saleh today during our pregame show. It's funny, you have the nine-hole hitting Saleh, who's 30 years old. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Misses down low in the dirt. 2-2. A high school draft pick in 2010 by the Rays. And then the man who's on deck currently at the top of the order, Evan Carter, is 20 years old. And one of the things that he talked about in the interview, when talking about Evan Carter specifically, saying he was such a wonderful guy, the pitch. Strike 3 called, outside corner, Saleh down looking. There's the fourth strikeout for Hill. 2 away in the third, 1-0 Amarillo. He said when he was in rookie ball, he played in Elizabethton, Tennessee. That's where Evan Carter's from, and he joked that I probably watched you play. He said that made me feel really old. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Misses high, and it's 1-0, because that's when Evan Carter was going to games, when he was about 11, 12 years old. And that's when Saleh was playing there in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Carter takes a strike on the outside corner at the knees, 1-1. And Carter, 10 years younger than Saleh, but both producing here for the Rough Riders early on. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball up to the first baseman, De Los Santos, who backs up on it. Fields throws low onto the covering Hill, who beats Carter to the bag by a step. And the side is retired in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 1-0 to the home half of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We roll along to the bottom half of the third inning. Rough Riders trailing 1-0. Happy you're with us on this Thursday evening. Rough Riders continuing their two-week road trip. It'll be here for three more games after tonight, and then six in Midland. And then the Rough Riders are back home for 2 weeks. Top of the order, Ryan Bliss steps in, and Tekoa Roby winds back the pitch. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Bliss homered to the opposite field in the first inning. His second home run of the season, both of them off Tekoa Roby. He homered in Frisco in the opening series. 0-1. Just a tick low of the zone. 1-1. Wind continues to blow in softly from center field. 1-1 pitch. Hard liner up the middle over the glove of Jax Biggers at second. Leaping off to his right side. And it's into center field for a base hit for Ryan Bliss. Biggers couldn't quite make the grab. And it's a leadoff single for Bliss, who has two more hits to add to his Texas League lead. Jordan Lawler, who grounded out to third in the first inning, steps in from the right side. First pitch from Roby. Runner takes off. The pitch is high. Throw to second. Not in time. Skips into center. Though Kellen Strom's right there to back it up. The stolen base for Ryan Bliss. Bliss's seventh steal in 10 attempts this year. I want to know the count on Lawler, who really looked lost through his first three at-bats of the night. Here's the stretch, and Roby fires in. Just low off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. That was last night, and he came up in the eighth inning, hit a three-run homer to make it a 1-0 game. A one-run game, I should say, and then had the walk-off single as it goes in the box score in the 10th. 2-0. Swing and a miss down in front on a really nice pitch low of the zone. Two balls, one strike. Just 20 years old, so much talent, and showing off just a little bit of what he could do last night. Roby stretches and kicks in the 2-1. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground to third. So JC backhand, sets his feet, throws hard to first. Dugout, Harris, nice pick at first base. Low throw from Sejasi, and Harris able to scoop it. There's a big first down. Harris is playing over at first base for the first time since April 16th. Rough Riders have had five different players play first this year. And Harris made a brilliant pick. Harris has played third and first pretty much his whole minor league career until being shipped to the outfield last year. He's been playing it there and at first base this season. First pitch to Tristan English is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. English singled back in the first inning. It's 1-for-1. Runner at second, 1-0 Amarillo, bottom half of the third, one out. Roby ready from the stretch, and the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, foul right side. It's one ball and one strike. So with Harris playing at first base, you have an opportunity to play your three regular outfielders or put another guy out there who's still learning the position, like Chris Eason left. The pitch. Breaking ball popped up again, right side. Foul territory coming over towards us, and it goes right on top of us on the roof. Foul ball makes it one ball and two strikes. Chris Cease says he feels comfortable in the outfield, originally a shortstop defensively. He's still learning the ropes out of the grass. He said he's been picking Evan Carter's brain a lot. He's a very talented outfielder in his own right. He won a gold glove last year in the minors. The offering home. English grounds it, first base side. Harrison backhanded stop down to his knees. Gets up, throws to Roby, who's covering, and it's in time. Brilliant play by Dustin Harris to the backhand side on both knees. Almost a slide to stop himself. Got up to his feet and threw it on to Roby. That's a great play. Two down. And Adrian Del Castillo steps in. So often with guys who are playing the position intermittently, you see them make that nice play and then they throw behind the covering pitcher, but slowed things down and hit him in stride. First pitch to Del Castillo, ground ball to first. Easier play this time for Harris. He stops it, takes it to the bag himself, and retires the side. Oh, a very nice inning for Dustin Harris. He makes a nice short hop pick, makes a nice backhanded play, and then the easy one to finish out the inning. No runs for the Sod Poodles in the third on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning next. 1-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Luis Angel Acuña makes his way to the plate to start the Frisco fourth. It's 1-0 Amarillo. Jameson Hill has been rolling so far. He struck out 4 over 3 innings. First pitch to Acuña. Swinging a ground ball, left side of the infield, sliding backhanded stop Lawler. High throw to first, not in time, gets away from the first baseman De Los Santos, up against the sidewall, and Acuña motors to second. The second base runner for the Rough Riders on the day, and Luis Angel Acuña makes it to second on the throwing error. It's an infield single for Acuña, and the throwing error is an E6. The Rough Riders with their first hit today. Runner in scoring position with nobody out. And Dustin Harris steps in. Acuña with great speed. Hill from the stretch. And he delivers. Down low in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Harris struck out swinging in the first inning. 2-for-7 in this series with 4 walks. He and Evan Carter are tied with 16 walks this year for the Texas League and AA League. Both have been on-base machines. Hill ready from the stretch. And the pitch home. Misses low, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. In general, to have a good on-base percentage as compared to your average, you're around 100 points better than your average on your on-base percentage. That's a good on-base percentage. Dustin Harris is 172 points higher on his on-base percentage than his batting average, hitting .228, on-base percentage of .400. The 2-0. Misses down low and inside. 3 balls, no strikes. That's how good of a season he's off to begin things on the on-base side. Would love to pick up some more hits. That'll come. His lone home run this year was a grand slam in San Antonio. Hill ready from the stretch. And the 3-0 pitch. That's on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 3-1. Rough Riders have put up a lot of offense in this series and in a bunch of different innings as well. They scored in 4 different innings in the opener and 5 different innings last night. The 3-1. Misses low and away for ball 4. There's the 17th walk for Harris to take over the league high. Thomas Sejacy makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Amarillo. 2 aboard for the Rough Riders. Nobody out in the 4th inning. So JC with the uniform already dirty steps in from the right side. He was hit by a pitch in the second. So JC has been going with the one batting glove on his right hand, which is his top hand as a right-handed batter, dealing with a little bit of a blister issue. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Both runners take off. It's a strike. Throw to third. Not in time. Double steal executed perfectly for the Rough Riders. Now Luis Angel Acuna is hurt at third base as he dove in. Oh, man. He's holding his left shoulder as he dove in headfirst at third base on a late slide and slid over the bag. And here comes Ichi Takazawa, the Rough Riders trainer, out to go check on Luis Angel Acuna. Oh. Acuna stealing his sixth base of the year. Same with Dustin Harris, diving headfirst into the bag. And it was a late slide, more like belly flopping onto the bag, and he landed awkwardly. And not going to try and diagnose anything from where we're sitting. We're across the diamond as he is up on his backside and getting dusted off by Carlos Cardoza, and he stands up. See if he stays in this game or not. Nice round of applause from the Amarillo faithful. And Ichi checking out Acuna, making sure he's all right. Ichi Takazawa, just a fantastic trainer with the Rough Riders. He was the trainer for Team Chinese Taipei in the World Baseball Classic this year. And it looks like Acuna is going to stay in the game. So that's incredible news for the Rough Riders. Double steal for Frisco puts two in scoring position. Rough Riders down 1-0 in the fourth. Sejasi down in the count 0-1. Hill ready from the stretch. Base hit will score two in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Went low and away with a devastating slider, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders' first double steal of the season. Puts two in scoring position. Hill ready. The 0-2 pitch to Sejasi. Breaking ball grounded up the middle. Lawler comes up, picks. Throws to first in time to get Sejasi. But the run comes in to score. Acuna crosses the plate from third. And we are tied at one. Brand new ball game in the top of the fourth inning. Harris down to third. RBI ground out for Thomas Sejasi to shortstop. Kellen Strom makes his way in. That's what Amarillo thinks of this ballpark and their offense. Keeping the infield back, but now the infield comes in. With one out and Kellen Strom at the dish. Runner at third, the pitch. Fastball low and away, one ball, no strikes. Strom flew out to right field, his first trip up in the second. Rough Riders executing a little small ball. The 1-0 pitch. Low and away. Two balls, no strikes. That run is earned despite the throwing error. Throwing error allowed Acuna to move from first to second after the infield single. Harris' walk negates that error as he would have gone to second anyway, then the double steal, and then he came in to score. So it's an earned run against Hill. 2-0. Breaking ball for a strike. Over the heart of the plate, it's 2-1. Hill, in his last start, had that tough one in Northwest Arkansas, allowing five earned. It's the first run he's given up against the Rough Riders in a starting pitcher role, though. The pitch is popped up right side of the infield. First baseman De Los Santos in foul territory makes the catch. Kellen Strom is retired. There are two down. Tied at one, top of the fourth inning. Chris Cease stepping in for the Rough Riders. Strikeout victim in the second. Went 2-for-4 yesterday with a couple singles, crushing them up the middle. He's been hitting really, really well. Stretch in the pitch. Cease takes just high. One ball, no strikes. Entering into the ballgame today, Cease on a 7-game hitting streak, hitting .423 over that stretch. The 1-0. He takes low off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. .423 with an over 1,200 OPS during this streak. Hill readies. And he brings in the 2-0. Cease takes a letter high fastball for a strike. 2-1. What he's done really well is go up the middle into the opposite way, and historically that's where his power has been. Both of his homers to the opposite field so far this year. Hill brings in the 2-1. Sees Spence back on a high and tight pitch, and it's 3-1. Talking to Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, they say that if he is able to pull the ball with consistency, there's no telling what he can do. Here's the pitch home. High and tight, ball 4. A 2-out walk to Chris Cease, and Jax Biggers makes his way in. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at 1, top of the 4th inning. It's been so much fun to watch Cease become the player that really everyone expected when he was drafted in the first round. Time called, and the pitching coach, Tom Gorzolani, comes out and is going to chat with Jameson Hill. First-round pick, all the terrible injuries that he's gone through, the 3 season-ending injuries. Now finally come to fruition here, and he's still not a terribly old player either. He's 24 years old. He'll be 24 the entire season. Jax Biggers back in from the left-handed batter's box. Mound visit over. Jameson Hill is set to go. Tied at 1 in the 4th. Runners on the corners, 2 outs. Hill has his sign and stretches. He brings it home to Biggers. Low, and it's 1-0. Jax flat out to left, his first at bat. Still trying to find some consistency. Oh no, the sprinklers went off on the berm. Here's the stretch of the pitch. It's down low in the dirt, and it's 2-0. People are scattering. That's hilarious. The sprinklers have gone off, and everyone, it was almost a full berm in right field, and everyone just ran immediately, and they're still going off, and now the Sod Poodles staff are trying to figure out the quickest way to shut those off. Oh man, that's great. Just the immediate way everyone just sprinted in all directions to get away from the water. Here's the stretch, and the 2-0 pitch misses down low, and it's 2-0. It's like cockroaches when the lights turn off or turn on. Everyone's scattered. Still have some kids running around in the sprinklers. I'm sure their parents aren't too happy about that. Hill ready from the stretch in the 3-0. High and outside to Biggers. Ball 4, and the bases are loaded for Frisco. David Garcia steps in for the Rough Riders. A chance to do some serious damage in the 4th inning. 1 run in already. Rough Riders as a team have a league-high 23 RBIs with the bases loaded and have a minor league tying 3 grand slams. Only 2 teams in the minors have 3 grand slams this year. The AA and AAA teams are the Rangers, Frisco and Round Rock. Riders as a team are hitting 350 with the bases loaded this year. First pitch to Garcia. Letter high strike outside corner with a fastball. It's 0-1. Garcia struck out in the 3rd. Hill ready from the stretch. He deals. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball down in the dirt. 0-2. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at 1. Harris at 3rd. Cease at 2nd. Biggers at 1st. If you're wondering, the sprinklers have been turned off on the berm. Hill ready from the stretch. And he brings in the 0-2 pitch to Garcia. Swing and a miss. Got him in the dirt for strike 3. Garcia strikes out. El Castillo picks it up, retires him by throwing on down to 1st. Side comes to a close. 1 run across for the Rough Riders, though, ties it at 1-1 at the bottom of the 4th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders and Sod Poodles in a brand new ball game, tied at one. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Frisco tying the game up on a Thomas Sejasi RBI ground out. Roby allowed the home run in the first inning. Only one base runner after that. Ryan Bliss is single in the third. Slowed things down a little bit. Davison De Los Santos makes his way to the plate to start things off. Roby looks over the top of a tan glove, back into his wind of the pitch. Fastball ripped in the air out down the line, right field line. Carter giving it a look, but it's foul. And it's 0-1. A.J. Vukovich after him, and then Robbie Enriquez. 5-6-7 in the order for the Amarillo Sod Poodles in this fourth inning. Amarillo at 10-7 atop the South Division. The Rough Riders in fourth place at 8-9. 0-1. Misses high. One ball and one strike. No one early on in the season has kind of separated themselves as the best team in the division yet. The offering. Rip and a miss, and it's 1-2. Amarillo has a one-game lead over Midland. And San Antonio is 1.5 back at 8-8, and then Frisco at 2 games back. Roby the 1-2. Low off the outside corner, 2 balls, 2 strikes. In the north, Tulsa and Arkansas are 1 game apart, and then everyone else is under 500. Corpus Christi and Springfield are the two worst teams in the league. The 2-2 is cut on and missed for strike three. Got him upstairs. Fastball at 94, and T.K. Roby picks up another strikeout, his fourth. One away in the fourth inning, and A.J. Vukovich steps in. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at 1. Springfield at 6-11, Corpus Christi at 5-11 on the young season. First pitch, Vukovich watches held high on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Action around the league. Tulsa visiting Arkansas. That good matchup of the two best teams in the north. The pitch just outside. It's 1-1. Arkansas leads Tulsa 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Midland, where the Rough Riders will go next. They're in the midst of hosting Corpus Christi. Those two tied at 1 in the top of the fifth. The offering cut on and missed on a breaking ball. And it's 1-2. San Antonio leads Northwest Arkansas 5-1 in the top of the fourth inning. And they're in the bottom of the fourth in Wichita. It's 5-4 Springfield over the wind surge. 1-2. check swing, and he went around for strike three in the dirt. DK Roby with back-to-back Ks give him five, two outs in the fourth. Man, Roby has really locked it in. Beautiful breaking ball buried in the dirt. Vukovic went around on the check swing. Robbie Enriquez steps in. This is the Tekoa Roby that we've seen. He goes through stretches in his starts where he is nearly unhittable, and then he'll give up a few singles, and then it all kind of unravels. Here's the windback and the pitch home. High off the outside corner to Enriquez, and it's one ball and no strikes, and that's what has everyone excited, is those flashes. And when you have such a young pitcher here at this level, those flashes are what you look at. The offering. Breaking ball, fouled back into Garcia's glove, and it's a ball and a strike. Because with those flashes, as you mature and you learn the level, learn how to pitch better, you'll just continue to hone that in, the pitch. Breaking ball outside, it's two balls and one strike, and those situations where you start to get hit around a little bit will become fewer and far between. You'll start to get more instances where you're showing those big flashes. The 2-1, fouled straight back, and it's 2-2, and we know that because that's what Roby did last year. His last five starts, he was dominant after a really tough beginning to the season. Two outs, bases clear. Bottom of the fourth inning, tied at one. 2-2 on Enriquez. Roby fires in. Just a hair outside, didn't miss by much. David Garcia wanted strike three, so did the entire Rough Riders infield. Jared Moltman didn't give it to him, the home plate umpire. Enriquez calls time and steps out. The command has been good. This is just the second three-ball count on the day for TK Roby. The other one was his walk to Davison De Los Santos in the first. He fires in the payoff. Swinging a hard liner foul down the first baseline into the Rough Riders bullpen right at Antoine Kelly, who jumped up out of the way. Still three balls, two strikes. We'll try the 3-2 again. Enriquez, open stance, standing straight up in the left-handed batter's box. Long black hair poking out the back of his cap, the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him off the outside corner. Tekoa Roby strikes out the side. He has six punch-outs through four innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Top five coming up. It's the Rough Riders 1 and the Sod Poodles 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, May 14th. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Paporium. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, May 14th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
Woo woo!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bring the beat in.
Josh Saleh begins things for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. It's 1-1 Frisco and Amarillo on this Thursday night. Saleh struck out looking in the third. One of five Ks for Jamison Hill. The strand the bases loaded in the fourth. First pitch to Saleh. Swinging a grounder, first base side and foul, 0-1. One thing that we talked about in the pregame interview with Saleh was his pursuit of perfection. And talking about how he's gotten older, he's learned to cope with the fact that he can't be perfect and how to cope with failure. The pitch misses low, and it's 1-1. And he was drafted out of high school, and it's tough for some people when they are drafted out of high school to really figure things out early on. Here's the stretch, and Hill the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball foul again, way out in front, up the first base side, and it's 1-2. And he said he's learned to deal with that as he's gotten older. And it's something that he really takes a lot of pride in. Now at this age. The 1-2. Strike three called, got him with a breaking ball in the outside corner, and Saleh is down looking. Sixth strikeout for Jameson Hill. One out. We go to the top of the order. It's Evan Carter. Tied at 1, top of the fifth. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. First pitch from Hill. Curveball outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Carter 2-for-8 in the series. He had a couple hits in the opener, including a homer, and then went 0-for-3 last night with 3 walks. The pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 2-0. A rare 0-4 for Evan Carter. The stretch. And 1-1 on the way. High and tight. 2-1. Evan Carter's only 0-for-4 game this season came on Saturday in San Antonio. It was 2 weeks ago. Here's the pitch. He swings, pops it up into the sweet level left side. 2-2. Carter has played in 6 games since then, not including tonight. He has struck out just once, and he's walked 11 times. And in those 6 games, he has a 12.44 OPS. Ridiculous numbers. The 2-2. High off the outside corner, and it's 3-2. And his maturity and his eye are really what set him apart for just a 20-year-old. I was talking with Trip Keister, Rough Riders bench coach, before today's game. He's been in baseball a long, long time. He managed in the national system for years. The 3-2. He swings, pops it foul back up over the stadium left side, and it's still 3-2. And we were talking about how impressive Evan Carter is, and you know, during his time, he said, of anybody that I've had on my team, he's been the most impressive I've ever seen to start the season. The 3-2. Down low, ball 4. He draws a walk, and he's on base again. He's reached in every single one but one of his games this season. He's at first base with his league-high tying 17th walk to match his teammate Dustin Harris. Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate, but here comes Sean Roof out of the dugout for the Sod Poodles, and the manager will make the pitching change to bring out Jameson Hill. Luis Angel Acuna will face a new man out of the bullpen. It's a right-hander. We'll introduce you to him when we come back. Frisco all tied up with Amarillo at 1-1. We step aside for a pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th,
We celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
First pitch to Acuna is smacked to center field, and D'Alessandro comes in and makes the catch. Fires back to first, not in time. Carter gets back in. Very close play at first base, and nearly a double play. And Carter hustling back in and just making it in time on the nice catch by Nick D'Alessandro. Acuna hit it hard to center, but he's out number two of the inning on the first pitch from Jeff Bain, the right-hander. And Dustin Harris steps to the plate for the Rough Riders. Tied at one, top of the fifth inning. Runner at first base. Here's the stretch from Bain. And the right-hander's pitch, it's high and off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. So Jameson Hill, done after four and a third innings in his start. Six strikeouts to three walks, allowing just one run on one hit, though he is responsible for Carter at first. Quick throw over to first base. Carter's back in on his feet. Harris 0 for 1 with a walk today. Ahead in the count, one ball, no strikes. Bain stretches. And the right-hander brings in the 1-0. Harris swings and misses out in front on a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Jeff Bain this year, a guy who the Rough Riders have seen plenty of the last couple seasons, the 27-year-old making his sixth appearance. The offering, Harris pops it up. Right side, foul territory. The first baseman, De Los Santos, is under it, and he makes the catch. Coming towards the plate, he makes the grab, and the Rough Riders are done in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Bottom five coming up. It's the Rough Riders 1 and the Sod Poodles 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Defensive change for the Rough Riders. Scott Capers is now catching for Frisco. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Nafy Castillo begins things for the Rough Riders, or against the Rough Riders. And TK Roby steps in. The bench. It just misses low of the zone. And it's one ball and no strikes. Well, Tekoa Roby back out there for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth. Tied at one, the pitch. Swing and a miss down in front, and it's one ball and one strike. Not sure what happened to David Garcia, but Scott Capers is in there now. Hopefully David's all right. Roby back into his windup in the 1-1. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's one and two. Garcia struck out in the fourth inning and then went back out there to catch. And now it's Capers. The 1-2. Check swing and a miss. He went around for strike three. Capers applies the tag, and it's four consecutive strikeouts for TK Roby. Seven on the night. Well, he's mowing them down. He ties his season high with seven punchouts. His career high is 12. Happened on September 8th of last year against Rome. Now Nick D'Alessandro steps in. Tied at one, bottom of the fifth, first pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Roby working on 70 pitches. And as we play in the fifth inning, nobody loosening in the Rough Riders' bullpen. He peers over the top of his glove, issues in the 0-1. Fastball fouled back, and it's 0-2. In a ballpark that plays so incredibly offensive, it's just a 1-1 game in the bottom of the fifth, but if you've been paying attention to this series, especially on Amarillo's side of things, the offense has come late, not early. That's the scary thing if you're the Rough Riders. Roby winds and deals the 0-2. High fly ball, shallow right field. Carter coming in. Biggers going back. It's Carter who makes the call and makes the grab. So not a strikeout, but it's a fly out to right field for the second out of the fifth inning. Eight in a row retired by Roby. Ryan Bliss makes his way to the plate. He's the last man to get aboard on a single back in the third. He's had a good day against Roby. Homered and singled. Both of his two home runs this year come against TK Roby. Here's the windback by the right-hander in the pitch. Fastball, low and away. One ball, no strikes. Bliss, the short in stature, right-handed batter. Roby offers. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, and it's into center field. Base hit. 3-for-3 day for Ryan Bliss on 101 miles an hour up the middle. Bliss is homered, single to center, and single to center. This one was just a ground ball to the left side of the second base bag. Acuna was playing more to the pull side, and so he couldn't get it. Jordan Lawler dishes. He's 0-for-2 tonight. A couple groundouts to third. Roby fires to first to keep Bliss close. He's back in easily. He stole his seventh bag of the year in the third. Roby went six innings in his second start of the season at San Antonio. He kicks on the first pitch. It's down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders already had a starting pitcher go six innings in this series. The opener, Owen White, went six. Nick Crowth went just four in yesterday's start. The pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Good curveball from Tekoa Roby. For the Rough Riders, starting pitching has been really good in this series. It's just been the bullpen. Coming into this game, the Rough Riders starters allowed just four runs through 10 combined innings. And Roby just one run through 4 2/3 so far. The pitch. Low in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. And you think, well, four runs over 10 innings, that's not immaculate. No. This is also the most hitter-friendly ballpark in all of minor league baseball. Keep that in mind when you think about any of these pitching numbers. Roby deals in the 1-2 pitch to Lawler. Bliss takes off, pitches cut on and missed for strike three. TK Roby, eight strikeouts through five innings, and we're tied at one to the top of the sixth inning. Tekoa Roby, the 21-year-old, showing off against this powerful offense. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at one to the top of the sixth inning. Jeff Bain, the reliever for Amarillo, back out. And a time called. Ball got loose, and Carlos Cardozo was a couple minutes late coming out of the Rough Riders dugout. He jogs out the third base coaching box. We're good to go. Rough Riders have started to get a reliever loosening as well. It's Grant Wolfram. And the first pitch to Sajacy is a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. So that'll spell the end of the night, most likely, for Tekoa Roby. This 8 strikeouts through 5 innings of work, a very good start for the 21-year-old. The 0-1 is just low. One ball and one strike on Sajacy, who has been hit by a pitch and had an RBI ground out in the fourth to produce the Rough Riders' lone run. 1-1. Strike at the top of the zone. One ball, two strikes. He was joking before the game that sometimes the ball looks this big, and he made a small circle with his hand and looked through it with his eye. He said, right now the ball is not looking that small, but somewhere around there. He's off to a bit of a tough start this season, hitting 200. He said, I'll get there, though. I'm not worried. The pitch. Off to the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Won't find a more positive guy than Thomas Sajacy. Always smiling. Bain delivers in. Swinging a line drive to left field. Down the line, it drops in. Castillo up to the warning track. He stops and gets it back in. And Sajacy pumps on the brakes. He has himself a single to lead things off in the sixth inning. Just the second hit for the Rough Riders today. He got out in front of it and lined it down the left field line. And it's a leadoff base runner for Frisco. Tonight, it's the third time in six innings Frisco has had a leadoff man aboard. First pitch to Kellen Strom. It settles just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Sun setting in Amarillo with no clouds in the sky. We don't get a beautiful sunset, just a little pink hue across the horizon behind us. The pitch. Check swing, foul ball back behind home. And it's 1-1. The sun sets back to the left-hand side of the ballpark. We're down the right field line with the broadcast booth in Amarillo, about halfway in between first base and the right field foul pole. Bain delivers home. Strom shows bunt, pulls back. And El Castillo, the catcher, jumped up, pump fake down to first base. So JC went diving back in at first. No throw. Tied at one, top of the sixth inning. Strom trying to keep the inning going for the Rough Riders. Bain stretches and delivers in the 2-1. Just outside, three balls, one strike. Jeff Bain making his sixth appearance this year, a 6 ERA for him. 12 innings, only six strikeouts to three walks. 3-1 toss. Off the outside corner, ball four. So a base hit and a walk start the Rough Riders' sixth inning. Tied at one, top of the sixth. And Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. Cease walked back in the fourth. He's 0 for 1 today. Jeff Bain, the right-hander, native of Montebello, California. First pitch. Line drive into shallow right center field. Enriquez cutting over. He plays it on a hop. So JC around third, getting the wave home, and now a late stop sign by Cardoza. And the bases are loaded for the Rough Riders. Base hit for Chris Cease to extend his hitting streak to 8 games. And Frisco, with a single, walk single, have loaded the bases for Jax Biggers. We talked about it earlier, as the Rough Riders now have their second situation with the bases loaded in this ball game. The Rough Riders hitting .350 with the bases loaded this year. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Biggers walked back in the fourth inning on 4 pitches. The 0-1. Ground ball foul, right side. 0-2. Rough Riders with great speed on every base. Still nobody out. The 0-2. High and tight. Forces Biggers back, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have held leads in this series of 6 runs and 10 runs in the first 2 games, but could not win. The 1-2. Ground ball, first baseline, foul ball. Not by much. That would have scored at least 2, if not 3. And it's now 1-2. Biggers looking for his first RBI in the season. He has 1 double. The 1-2 pitch. Hit high in the air, out to deep right field. Enriquez to the wall. Goodbye! Grand slam for Jax Biggers. And it's 5-1 Rough Riders. Their minor league baseball leading 4th grand slam of the year. Oh, baby, Jax Biggers with his first home run of the season. And the Rough Riders lead 5-1 in the 6th inning. Biggers got out in front of it and just hit it over the short wall in right field onto the berm. A 4-run bomb. First pitch to Scott Capers. He swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Filling in for David Garcia in the catching duties in the bottom half of the 5th inning. He comes up for his first at-bat after homering yesterday. And the 0-1 pitch. Outside corner, a strike. 0-2. A grand slam home run. Here's the stretch from Bain. And the pitch on the way. A ground ball right side of the infield. Bliss has it go off of his glove into shallow right. And that allows Scott Capers to reach. Well, Capers aboard, still nobody out in the inning. We'll see what they call that. They'll chalk an error on Ryan Bliss. Or will they give it a hit? They go hit. So infield single for Capers. The pitch to Saleh is on the outside corner. A strike, 0-1. Single for Capers. The Rough Riders leading 5-1, trying to add on. As we know, no lead is safe. The pitch, fouled back. up and out of play. And it's 0-2. Saleh 0-2 with a couple strikeouts in today's game. Capers takes his lead from first. The 0-2. Pop up down the left side, and that one gets out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. So the Rough Riders have hit four grand slams through the first 18 games of the season. Just ridiculous. Tops all of minor league baseball. Bain ready from the stretch in the 0-2. It is high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Jax Biggers with his first home run of the season. One-two pitch to Saleh. He takes strike three called on the inside corner at the knees. One away in the sixth inning. First strikeout for Jeff Bain, and Evan Carter steps to the plate. Carter will have to wait, though. Pitching coach Tom Gorzolani will come on in. Gorzolani making his second mound visit, first with Jeff Bain. Jameson Hill started this game. He went 4 1/3 innings, allowing one run on one hit. And Jeff Bain has given up a grand slam in the sixth inning. Not to rag on Jax Biggers, as that ball was hit into the wind as well, but that ball is probably a flyout in most ballparks. At over 3,000 feet elevation here. Ball really soars onto that short porch. First pitch to Evan Carter sits on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Carter will walk in the fifth inning. He's 0-2. 2-10 in the series now. 0-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Evan is going to struggle at some point this year. It's just a question of when. And even when he does struggle, will the walk still be there? The pitch is hit foul off the end of the bat left side. And it's one ball and two strikes. Because if the walks are still there, he's still being a productive player. He is just such an impressive young man. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Carter. Fouled back. And it's still 1-2, and something that we've talked about with Carter is that the great players turn the 0-20s into 0-10s. The true greats. And Evan Carter hasn't had anything close to anything that long this season. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three. Carter strikes out, and there are two away in the sixth. Luis Angel Acuña to the plate. 5-1. Rough Riders lead at top of the sixth inning. Acuña 1-3. Infield single. And here comes Sean Roof, the manager for Amarillo. And he's going to make a pitching change. Jeff Bain will exit in favor of another right-hander warming up in the bullpen. It's Christian Montes de Oca, or de Oca, I should say. And he will come into the game. With two outs in the sixth inning, Rough Riders out in front 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders carry a 5-1 lead into the pitching change. Luis Angel Acuña will face the new right-hander Christian Montes de Oca. He'll face a new man just as he did in the fifth inning when he lined out to center field on the first pitch from Jeff Bain. A runner at first, Rough Riders up by 4, 2 outs. First pitch inside to Acuña, and it's one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders began this inning with a Thomas Ajayi single. Kellen Strom then walked. Chris Cease singled to right field. And Jax Biggers ripped a grand slam to make it 5-1. The 1-0 pitch. Acuña swings, sends a high drive, deep left field. Castillo to the warning track, and he makes the catch just shy of the wall. And the Rough Riders are turned away, but a grand slam. A big blow for Frisco. Jax Biggers makes it a 5-1 game. Rough Riders out in front. We roll to the bottom of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, Frisco leading 5-1 on this gorgeous night in Amarillo, Texas. Grant Wolfram takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. He faces Tristan English, and the first pitch is a fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Grant Wolfram takes over for T.K. Roby, who was just brilliant. Wolfram, the 0-1 pitch. Slider cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Roby, in his five innings, allowed one run on four hits, the solo homer from Ryan Bliss. Ryan Bliss actually had three of the four hits. The offering. Slider in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. He walked just one batter and struck out eight in his start. Awesome, awesome stuff. Here's the stretch in Wolfram's pitch. Low off the outside corner, two balls, two strikes, and even better, he's in line for the win. After the Rough Riders took the lead in the top of the sixth inning. Grand slam from Jax Biggers. 2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball foul at the plate, and it's still two balls, two strikes. The Rough Riders with their minor league baseball leading fourth grand slam of the season. Unreal. Stuff that they've done with the bases loaded this year has been crazy. Wolfram, the 2-2 pitch. Popped up, right side towards us and fouled. That was coming right for me. Hit off the window right above. A 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strikes him out on a pitch low in the zone. First strikeout for Grant Wolfram. Ninth strikeout for Rough Riders pitching tonight. 5-1 Frisco. Grant Wolfram has been flat out brilliant so far this season. Wolfie has not allowed a run this year in five appearances. First pitch to Del Castillo off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. 5-1 Rough Riders, home half of the sixth inning, one out, bases clear. 6 1/3 innings for Wolfram. He's 2-0. No runs on two hits, eight strikeouts, no walks. Opponents hitting 0-95 against him, the 0-1. High fly ball out to deep left center field. Cease back to the warning track at the wall, and he makes the catch. He was backpedaling at the warning track all the way at the fence, and he reached up and made the grab. Two outs. Davison De Los Santos to the plate. He's 0-1 with a walk. But Tristan English has a single. Ryan Bliss has three hits. Nobody else has any. And the rest have combined to strike out nine times. First pitch. Misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Roby at one point struck out four in a row. In the fourth inning, the first down in the fifth, the offering slips outside. Two balls, no strikes. Wolfram ready from the stretch, and the 6'8" lefty delivers. Slider fouled away left side. Two balls, one strike. Wolfram, a guy who probably should be in AAA right now, there's just not a lot of room. He has pitched to that level of effectiveness so far at the beginning of the season and the end of last year. 2-1. Ground ball foul, third base side again. It's now two balls, two strikes. Wolfram, the last 2.5 months of the season, a sub-3 ERA out of the bullpen. The Holland, Michigan native. 2-2. Down low and inside. Miss with the slider. Three balls, two strikes. Very slider heavy so far in the sixth. Imagine Wolfram will go probably two innings tonight. 3-2. Ground ball, weakly hit to short. Acuna comes up on it. Fields throws onto first and gets De Los Santos. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Grant Wolfram. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. The Rough Riders lead 5-1 as we go to the top of the seventh inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The Rough Riders lead 5-1 to the top of the seventh inning and look to pad their lead with Dustin Harris, Thomas Sejasi, and Kellen Strom coming to the plate. It's 3-4-5 in the Rough Riders order against Christian Montes de Oca, who recorded the last out of the sixth. A grand slam from Jax Biggers, the difference in this one in the top of the sixth inning. Dustin Harris 0 for 2 today with a walk. He's in for the left side against the right-hander. Shoulders square to the first base dugout. He has his sign, winds back, delivers. Low of the zone on the first offering, and it's one ball and no strikes. Harris has now walked 5 times in the first 3 games of this series. He takes a first pitch for a ball as well. Montes de Oca pins the glove against his left hip. It's a bright red glove. Jersey flapping in the wind, blowing in from right field. He nods yes to the sign from his catcher, Del Castillo, and delivers in the 1-0. Fastball just outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Rough Riders continue to be a team that walks a lot. For the 3rd time in the season last year, or last night, I should say, they walked 10 times. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. So 3 times in the first 17 games of the season, they've walked 10 times in a game. They lead the league and all of AA in walks. They're 2nd in the league in on-base percentage with a .358 OBP as a team. 2-1. Harris watches away, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Del Castillo will go out and chat with Montes de Oca, and he's joined by the entire infield for Amarillo. The Rough Riders, even though they haven't had the best offense hits-wise or home runs-wise, bottom 3rd in the league in both of those, it's been the walks that have helped propel their offense. Just getting a ton of base runners throughout the season. And early on, it's been the pitching that's been really good for Frisco, though not so much at the end of last week and the beginning of this series, allowing 9 runs and 12 runs in the first 2 games. So far today, so far so good. Just 1 run came in the first inning. 3-1 pitch to Harris. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-2. Whatever Del Castillo said worked on the mound visit, and it's a full count to Dustin Harris. Montes de Oca delivers. Ground ball foul right side, and it's still 3-2 on the Rough Riders. First baseman today playing first base for the first time since April 16th, 11 days ago. Rough Riders have had 5 different players play first in the young season for the first 18 games. The pitch. Low and away, ball 4. Second walk that Dustin Harris has drawn. And he retakes the AA lead from his teammate Evan Carter, his 18th walk of the season. Thomas Ajayi makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders leading 5-1, top of the 7th inning. Ajayi has been productive in each of his plate appearances so far today. Hit by a pitch, RBI ground out, and a single in the 6th. First pitch, down low and inside, skips away from the catcher Del Castillo, and Harris alertly takes second base. Wild pitch puts a runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders. 1 ball, no strikes on Ajayi. Rough Riders 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position today. Both of those hits coming back in the 6th inning. The base hit by Chris Cease with Ajayi at second base, but he was stopped at 3rd. The 1-0. Fouled straight back. 1 ball and 1 strike. And then the grand slam by Jax Biggers, the other hit. That one a little bit more productive. Frisco's left 6 on the base pass tonight. Through 6 innings. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Busted a fastball inside on him at 93 miles an hour, and Ajayi just a hair behind it. 1 ball, 2 strikes. No batting gloves for Ajayi. Just a Rough Riders red color wrapping on his left wrist. The pitch. Line foul right side. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes, and the Rough Riders' 3rd baseman. Ajayi always goes no batting gloves, except for recently he was wearing 1 batting glove on his right hand because of a blister issue, and then yesterday he wore 2 batting gloves in the rain. Talking to him before the game, saying, was that because of the grip? He said, no, because it was so cold. Wanted to feel my hands. Got down to 43 degrees with a wind chill in the upper 30s last night. 1-2. Inside. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders fell 12-11 in 10 innings yesterday. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider off the outside corner, and he strikes out Sajacy. First strikeout for Montes de Oca. First down of the seventh inning, runner at second base, and Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. Strom 0 for 2, a walk and a run scored in the sixth inning. Montes de Oca ready from the stretch. First pitch on the way. Down low and inside and a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom drew the walk and then scored on a grand slam in the sixth inning. He's in the back of the right-handed batter's box. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking pitch, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders have made the most of their base runners tonight, despite loading the bases in the fourth and only producing one run. The pitch. He shows bunt, puts it down out in front of home plate. Del Castillo bare hands. The catcher whips it to first, and it's in time. Dustin Harris down to third. Kellen Strom out 2-3 on the bunt. Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. Two down now, runner at third. Five runs, five hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. One run on four hits and one error for Amarillo tonight. Right on right. And the pitch home. Slithers inside. One ball, no strikes. Harris a big lead at third base because third baseman Vukovic is playing back at third base with two outs. One out. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. Cease singled in the sixth inning to extend his hitting streak to eight games, hitting well over 400 during this hitting streak. A couple homers as well. On the season, hitting 333. 2-0 pitch. Down low and inside. Three balls, no strikes. Cease helping pace this Rough Riders offense. Went 2-for-4 yesterday, got the opener off. 3-0. Swing and a miss. 3-0 green light. Comes up empty. Here in this ballpark, why not let it fly on 3-0? You get a meaty pitch, send it in the air, and send it into the ninth. My friend has already one home run tonight. The 3-1 pitch from Montes de Oca. Popped up. Right side. Foul territory. First baseman De Los Santos runs out of room. It's out of the top of the dugout on the first base side, and it's three balls and two strikes. Cease back in for the back of the right-hand batter's box. Slightly open stance, white cleats, left heel off the ground as he moves it even further off the ground in rhythm, rocking back and forth, awaiting the pitch. The 3-2, fouled away right side again. Still three balls, two strikes. Jack Spiggers on deck for the Rough Riders. Montes de Oca, the 3-2. Hit high in the air, down the right field line, and foul again. Cease crushed it at home run distance, but foul. And it's still three balls, two strikes. Harris takes his lead from third. Montes de Oca, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out on a breaking ball low of the zone for strike three. And it's a second strikeout of the inning, and he gets out of it unscathed. No runs for the Rough Riders, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Bottom seven coming up. It's time to stretch. Rough Riders lead 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders and Sod Poodles move to the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's Frisco 5, Amarillo 1. AJ Vukovic begins it against Grant Wolfram in the lefty's first pitch. Ground ball, third base side. Sajacy backs up on it, fields hip high, and fires across in time to get Vukovic. One pitch, one out in the seventh. Robbie Enriquez steps in. This is a very key inning for the Rough Riders and Grant Wolfram, and it must feel pretty good to have Wolfie out there for this exact reason. The seventh inning has been the turning point in each of the last two nights in the comfort-behind wins for Amarillo. Two nights ago, when they erased a six-run deficit, they scored six runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes to Enriquez. Last night, they began their comeback scoring three runs in the bottom of the seventh before seven runs in the eighth inning to tie the game. The 1-0. High and tight. Two balls, no strikes. The Rough Riders would love a really nice inning from Wolfram here. If nothing else, just to feel better about the seventh. The 2-0. Misses high and tight. Three balls, no strikes. The Sod Poodles have scored 19 runs in this series in the seventh inning or later. The 3-0. Inside corner, a strike. 3-1. And in the four games head-to-head, the five games, I should say, these two teams have played against each other, they've scored 21 runs in the seventh inning or later. The pitch is grounded up the third baseline the opposite way. So JC picks, fires onto first in time, and he gets Enriquez. Brilliant play by Sajacy. Charging, picking, and firing off balance onto first base to get Enriquez. Two outs in the seventh, and Nafi Castillo steps in. 0-2 day for the left fielder. Fly out to strikeout. 5-1 Rough Riders, home half of the seventh. Wolfram looks in for his sign. He gets it from Capers, his catcher, and the offering in. Slider cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Castillo just 1-for-6 in the series. Left-hander readies and offers. Down low in the dirt. Bounced it out in front of home, and it's one ball and one strike. Wolfram continues to dominate. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-1. Breaking ball high and outside. Two balls, one strike. Five runs, five hits. No errors for the Rough Riders. Amarillo, one run on four hits and one error tonight. Wolfram stretches, black glove at the belt, and the 2-1 is cut on and missed, 2-2. Another good slider. That pitch has been on tonight from the left-hander. He's ahead, working on one strikeout tonight. He brings it home. Swing and a miss, struck him out with the slider. Grant Wolfram, six up, six down. No problem in the seventh inning this time tonight. It's 5-1 Rough Riders to the top of the eighth from the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal! Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This year, kids can help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Christian Montos de Oca is back on the hill for Amarillo to the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders will send bottom third of the order up to the plate. Jax Biggers, Scott Capers, and Josh Saleh. Biggers, the grand slam back in the sixth inning. The difference in this game with the Rough Riders up 5-1. Montos de Oca looks in, has his sign. He winds back and kicks home the first pitch. High fly ball out to left field. This one carrying back Castillo to the warning track, and he makes the catch. And Biggers nearly got another one. One away. Scott Capers to the plate. He got one yesterday. A home run. As the wind blowing in from right field. He says he feels like it's blowing out every other time, and when he gets to the plate, it's blowing in here. Well, he hit a homer yesterday, the pitch. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Capers went to Mount Carmel High School in the Chicago area. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Very talented baseball high school, and he was a catcher originally when he was playing in Little League and then was an infielder going into high school, and then he got there and realized there were some really talented guys in the infield. And he became a catcher again. That's where he stayed. The 0-2. High pop up, right side, foul territory. The catcher, Del Castillo, gives way to De Los Santos, the first baseman, and makes the catch. Two outs. Josh Saleh makes his way to the plate. Josh Stowers was on that team. And with him in high school, who's now with Tulsa, who's with the Rough Riders the last 2 years. Here's the pitch to Saleh. It's low, and it's 1-0. And being here in Amarillo, a very familiar face and name to a lot of Amarillo and Diamondbacks fans as well. Also his high school teammate. That being Alec Thomas, the pitch. This is down low in the dirt, and it's 2-0. Alec Thomas, a very good player when he was here in Amarillo 2 years ago in 2021. Predecessor to Corbin Carroll, who's now up with the Diamondbacks as well. 2-0. Pop foul back behind the plate. It's 2-1 on Josh Saleh. A lot of young talent for the Diamondbacks organization. A lot of them have come through here. Here's the wind back and the pitch on the way. This is high off the outside corner, and it's 3-1 to Saleh. Saleh's had a tough night, 3 strikeouts. 5-1 Rough Riders, top of the 8th inning. Pitch home. Strike in the inside corner, 3-2. 2 outs, bases clear. On this perfect night for baseball. 76 degrees. Payoff pitch to Saleh. Check swing, roller foul left side. Still 3-2. Saleh also goes no batting gloves. Wind back by the right-hander. And the payoff pitch. High skyscraping pop-up, left side, foul territory. Vukovic, the third baseman near the tarp, reaches out, makes the catch. And the side comes to a close. Well, the Rough Riders down in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the 8th inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 5, Sod Poodles 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the 8th inning, Grant Wolfram back out for a third inning of work. It deals with Nick D'Alessandro in from the right side from the 9 hole, and the first pitch on the way for the right-handed batter. Lefty misses high and away. 1-0. It's D'Alessandro, Ryan Bliss, Jordan Lawler. 9-1-2 due up for Amarillo in this bottom of the 8th inning. Rough Riders trying to hold this lead at 4 runs. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 2-0. In the last 2 8th innings, the last 2 nights, Amarillo has scored 9 runs combined. 2 runs two nights ago, and 7 last night. The 2-0. Off the outside corner, 3-0. Rough Riders' 10-run loss, or 10-run lead that was lost in the defeat, is the largest blown lead in franchise history. The 3-0. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. Going back to 2005, at least, that's recorded franchise history. Here's the stretch. And the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball tagged out to deep left center field. Cease on the run, looking up, and it's off the wall. Kicks back towards center. Kellen Strom fires it back in, and Nick D'Alessandro is at second base. A double, the first hit against Grant Wolfram. And Ryan Bliss makes his way to the plate. He's 3-for-3 tonight with a homer and 2 singles. D'Alessandro with the double off the wall in left center. And Ryan Bliss will have to wait for a mound visit. Scott Capers goes out and chats. Nobody warming in the Rough Riders bullpen quite yet. Rough Riders bullpen catcher Jordan Procession is up and walking around with his gear on, so we might see somebody start to warm pretty soon. Capers is back behind home. Bliss homered in the first inning to the opposite field and to right off of T.K. Roby, who was great in his five-inning start, allowing just one run on four hits, eight strikeouts, a new season high. First pitch, Bliss takes a strike on the outer edge, and it's 0-1. Jordan Lawler is on deck. This is a dangerous part of the order. Offering home, fouled straight back. 0-2. Good news is Wolfram has been nails in these kind of situations this year. And he's looked good tonight, especially with that slider. He nods yes to the sign, ready from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Slider cut on and missed, strike three. Ryan Bliss down on strikes. It's the third strikeout for Grant Wolfram. Dispatched him on three pitches, and there's one away in the eighth inning. 5-1 Rough Riders for Jordan Lawler. Wolfram dealing with Lawler, who's 0-3 tonight. Left-hander on the hill, righty at the plate. Wolfram from the stretch. And he delivers home. Lawler swings and misses on a pitch low of the zone. And it's 0-1. There is action out of the bullpen for Amarillo. It's a left-hander getting loose. The 0-1 pitch to Lawler. Ground ball, third base side. So JC captures it at third. Looks back the runner and fires across to get Lawler. Two outs. Grant Wolfram trying to strand Alessandro at second base, and Tristan English steps in. English 1-3, a base hit to extend his hitting streak to 8 games. The former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, where he was teammates with San Francisco Giants catcher Joey Bart. Former Midland Rockhound Kyle McCann. The pitch is down in the dirt. Capers blocks, and it's one ball and no strikes. Over the 7-game hitting streak, hitting .385 entering into today. English stands straight up and down from the right side. 1-0 pitch from Wolfie. Slider just high. Capers holds it there for a while. Didn't get the call. Two balls, no strikes. Wolfram ready from the stretch. Works right in the middle of the slab. The 2-0. Runner takes off. It's down in the dirt. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Alessandro is third stolen base. He's at third. There is a left-hander on deck in Adrian Del Castillo. That would be a better matchup for Wolfram. We'll see if he's kind of intentionally walking it. The pitch. Slider down low, ball four. So he puts English aboard. Runners on the corners now. Two down for Adrian Del Castillo. Del Castillo 0-3 tonight. But Wolfram gets his lefty. Only the sixth appearance this season for Wolfram, but lefties have not had a hit against him this year. Here's the stretch. And he steps off. And Scott Capers is checking on something with Jared Molman. Looks like we're good to go. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a first pitch slider, and it's 0-1. Elevated it a little bit, probably a little higher than he wanted it, but got the swing and miss nonetheless on English. or I should say on Del Castillo. English takes his lead from first. The 0-1. Slider, check swing, foul ball to the left side, and it's 0-2. Wolfram one strike away from getting out of this eighth inning. Davis and De Los Santos is on deck. Here's the look in by Wolfram. He's got his sign. And the 0-2. High fly ball twisting down the left field line. Cease giving chase into the corner of foul ball. 0-2. Adrian Del Castillo just 1-for-9 in the series. Wolfram has his sign. And the 0-2 off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. English takes his lead from first. Alessandro from third. And the 1-2 pitch. High fly ball out to left field. Cease back a couple steps. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch with his back against the wall. And there's the final out of the eighth inning. What a job by Grant Wolfram. Three shutout innings in relief. We go to the top of the ninth inning. It's 5-1. Rough Riders out in front of the Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The top half of the ninth inning on this gorgeous night in Amarillo. New man on the hill for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And for this top of the ninth inning, they turn to Jake Rice, the left-hander. Fourth pitcher used by Amarillo tonight. Jameson Hill started. Jeff Bain came out of the bullpen first, and then Christian Montes de Oca. Top of the order due up for the Rough Riders. It's Evan Carter, left on left in the first pitch. Just off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Carter walked back in the fifth. He's 0-for-3 today. Hitting 339 still despite that. The pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-1. If you were to go 0-for-4, it would be just his second 0-for-4 performance this season. 1-1 pitch. He swings, grounds it up the middle right to the second baseman, Bliss, who fields, gets rid of it quickly onto first base and retires Carter for the first out. He did walk back in the fifth, though, so time on base for Evan. Luis Angel Acuña takes his turn. He's 1-for-4. Rough Riders leading 5-1, top of the ninth inning. First pitch from Rice. Misses high and tight. One ball, no strikes. This is Game 3. The Rough Riders and Sod Poodles will meet in Game 4 of the series coming up tomorrow at 7:05 as well. The pitch. Fits down the heart of the plate, and it's 1-1. Ryan Garcia will start that game, 0-1 with a 3.27 earned run average against Chad Patrick. The 1-1. There's a fly ball into center field and shallow. D'Alessandro charging in, slides, makes the catch. And there are two outs. Nice play by Nick D'Alessandro. And Dustin Harris steps to the plate, Rough Riders leading 5-1. Chad Patrick, 0-3, a 6.97 ERA this year for the Sod Poodles. First pitch to Harris. He swings, grounds at first baseline, and foul, 0-1. Harris 0-2 with a couple walks today. It's been a very well-played game between these two teams tonight. Wolfram strong in relief. With his three innings, the pitch is grounded foul again up the first baseline. It's 0-2. Allowing just the two base runners on a double and a walk. Harris behind 0-2. He calls time. Steps back in. Looks like we'll see Antoine Kelly for the bottom of the ninth inning for Frisco. Getting loose in the Rough Riders bullpen. 0-2 pitch home to Harris. Off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes to the Riders' first baseman. So that game tomorrow will be at 7:05. Here in Amarillo. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show. We'll have part two of our Josh Sale interview. The pitch is fouled back, and it's one ball and two strikes. In that interview, we chatted about more the life side of things for him. We also talked about what he thought on Evan Carter. Gave a very long and insightful answer on Evan. 1-2 pitch to Harris. Popped up, left side, foul out of play. Still 1-2. Kind of how grateful he is to be back in baseball after not being in baseball for 5 years. Here's the stretch. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Jake Rice in the ninth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 5-1 Rough Riders, and here comes Antoine Kelly to try and close things out. Not a safe situation, but the Rough Riders trying to win their first game of the series on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go. Bottom half of the ninth inning. It's 5-1. Rough Riders out in front of Amarillo and Antoine Kelly on to try and shut this baby down. Normally in a four-run lead in the bottom of the ninth, you wouldn't feel like we do now. But the way the last two nights have gone with the Rough Riders not being able to hold 6-run and 10-run leads in back-to-back losses, you're holding on to the edge of your seat here in this ballpark. Davison De Los Santos leads things off. He has led off the inning in each of the last two nights when the Sod Poodles started their comeback. He led it off with a single two nights ago and a walk last night. Antoine Kelly from the stretch relieving Grant Wolfram. And the first pitch of the bottom half of the ninth inning on the way. A left-hander misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes to De Los Santos. Grant Wolfram, what a job he did. Three-inning shutout relief for the Rough Riders here in this building is no small feat. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball strike down the heart of the plate. 1-1. So now it's Antoine Kelly. Kelly, the 23-year-old. 1-1 pitch. He brings in a fastball that just misses low, and it's two balls and one strike. 6'5", 205-pounder out of Chicago, Illinois. Former second-round selection by the Brewers. Came over in the Matt Busch trade last year. 2-1. Fastball, ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 2-2. 5 2/3 innings for Kelly this year. A 1-0 record, a 3.18 ERA. But in those 5 2/3 innings, 9 strikeouts to 8 walks. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball, ground ball, foul again back behind home, and it's still 2-2. That slider is nasty. And he also brings in the fastball with some heat. That last fastball at 97 miles an hour. When he's on with the command, he is nearly unhittable. But those 8 walks have come back to bite him this year. The 2-2. Ground ball foul again back behind home, just catching a piece. The 19-year-old staying alive. 2 balls and 2 strikes. De Los Santos 0-2 today with a walk. Entered in 5-8 in the series. And the 2-2 pitch. Line drive down the right side and foul. Watch out. Ball was crushed into some fans over there. Just missed a young man. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. 4 straight foul balls. The 2-2. Fouled away again back behind home. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Frisco. Amarillo, 1 run on 5 hits and 1 error. Kelly made his season debut down in San Antonio. Didn't face these Sod Poodles in the opening weekend. 2-2. Cut on and missed. Strike 3. Got him with a high fastball. 1 away. A.J. Vukovic to the plate. 0-3 night. First pitch. Strike down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Vukovic. Only 1-for-11 in this series. The 0-1 pitch. Down low and inside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly readies in the 1-1 pitch. Soft roller, third base side. So JC charges, backhands, fires, got him. 2 outs. Robbie Enriquez, the final hope for Amarillo. Rough Riders leading 5-1, bottom half of the ninth inning. What a well-played ball game on both sides tonight. Both sides pitched really well. The grand slam being really the only big blow on either side. Kelly trying to close it out left on left against Enriquez. First pitch. Fastball strike outside corner, and it's 0-1. Kelly came over to the Rough Riders after that trade as a starter. He is now in the bullpen starting this year, and he loves it. The 0-1 pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders 1 strike away from a Game 3 win. Kelly's ready. And the 0-2 pitch to Enriquez. Fouled back at the plate. Still 0-2. Winning today would completely change this series. Of course, winning the first two games if you're Amarillo is great. But now you look at Ryan Garcia starting for the Rough Riders tomorrow, then Jack Leiter and Owen White to finish out the series. 0-2. Just off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Riders leading 5-1. Bases clear, two outs. Kelly ready from the stretch. Glove near the chin. Kicks home the 1-2. Just off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He smiles and nods. As Caper says, that's a great pitch. A couple Chicago natives in the battery. With Kelly on the mound and Capers behind the plate. Here's the stretch. And time called. Enriquez steps out. And Capers stands up behind the plate. Stretches out the back a little bit. Squats back down. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Kelly's ready. And he delivers home. Ground ball, third base side. So J.C. bobbles, he recovers, throws onto first, and it's in time for the final out. And the Rough Riders get the monkey off their back. Frisco wins in Amarillo in game three, 5-1 the final. And the Rough Riders finally pick up a victory after leading late in this ball game. That's a big-time win for the Rough Riders. Jax Biggers with the grand slam, the big blow. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. 5-1 win for Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
The Rough Riders win in Amarillo. That's a big-time victory for Frisco after they'd struggled the last two nights to close out the ball games with big leads. They finally win it 5-1 over Amarillo. Five runs, five hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. They leave seven on the base path. Sod Poodles, one run on five hits, one error, six left on base. Tekoa Roby with the win. He goes five innings, allowing just one run on four hits. Season high, eight strikeouts to one walk for the 21-year-old right-hander in his first career Double-A win. Big congratulations to Roby. And on the other side, the loss goes to Jeff Bain, who allowed the grand slam to Jax Biggers in that sixth inning. Final game time, 2 hours, 38 minutes in front of 6,239 here in Amarillo. Really good crowd on a Thursday night in Hodgetown. The Rough Riders, they improve to 9-9 on the season. Amarillo, they fall to 10-8 on the year. the scoring in today's game. Ryan Bliss started things off with a solo home run in the bottom of the first inning for Amarillo to make it 1-0. And the Riders tied it in the top of the fourth on an RBI groundout by Thomas Sejasi. That score held until the sixth inning when Thomas Sejasi led things off with a single. Straub walked and Cease singled to load the bases for Jax Biggers, who hit a grand slam to make it 5-1, and that's all the Rough Riders would need. Grant Wolfram, big-time pitching out of the bullpen. Three innings to earn his first hold of the year. Shutout baseball, only allowing one hit while striking out three. And Antoine Kelly finished it off with a 1-2-3 ninth inning as well, picking up one strikeout in the process. The Rough Riders win. Big time win, 5-1 over Amarillo. We'll give you some scores around the league, the rest of the Rangers organization, and we'll also update you on the pitching matchup for tomorrow's game when we finish out our broadcast tonight on our next segment. Riders win 5-1. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Back to put a bow on it in Hodgetown. Rough Riders victorious in this third game of the six-game series in Amarillo. Final score, Rough Riders win it 5-1 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Zach Bigley back with you and happy to have you along as this is game three of the series. The Rough Riders will continue on after tonight. But of course, before we tell you more about the starting pitching matchup, let's take a look around the Texas League and give you the scoreboard. Rough Riders not the only game going on tonight. There's only one game currently going, though. Wichita leading Springfield 12-8. That's in the top of the ninth inning. With the Rough Riders not going to Springfield this year, they are going to Wichita later this season. They will host the Cardinals later this year. So, top of the ninth inning, Wichita leading 12-8 at home over Springfield. The other finals, Arkansas wins 3-1 over Tulsa. Corpus Christi downs Midland on the road 4-2. And San Antonio, they win 5-1 over Northwest Arkansas as well. As for the Rangers organization, Albuquerque getting a little revenge on Round Rock from last night at the AAA level. 7-3 over the Round Rock Express. Albuquerque leading. That's in the top of the ninth inning. Let's check in on the box score there. See how former Rough Riders have done. Jake Latz, former Rough Riders pitcher, threw an inning and two-thirds in that game. For Ozuna, a third mid-inning as well. Taylor Hearn, former Rough Rider, he throws two shutout innings in relief. As for the offensive side, Blaine Krim, a 1-for-3 day with a walk and a double, Dio Arias. He also has a double and a 1-for-4 day and two hits for J.P. Martinez. He's hitting .329 on the young season up in AAA. That's great to see from the former Rough Riders outfielder. Well, the Rough Riders will get going tomorrow for Game 4 of the series. It'll be Ryan Garcia on the mound, an 0-1 record, a .327 earned run average against Chad Patrick, the right-hander who's 0-3 with a .697 ERA. We hope to have you for that 7:05 game right back here where you're listening on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco looks to even up this series with these Amarillo Sod Poodles tomorrow in that game. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For everyone with our gracious hosts here with the Sod Poodles and for everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Once again, Rough Riders win it 5-1 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles on this beautiful Thursday night in Amarillo, Texas. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for the 7:05 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!